Father Gall, if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Father Robert Gall, as I said, professor of moral philosophy at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross in Rome. We're talking about the 50th anniversary of Humani Vitae, on human life by Paul VI. Very controversial, and we'll talk about why. And it causes sensation, as the Register article you were cited in, Father Gall, by Edward Penton noted. One doesn't need, you know, to just cite who says that. Everybody said it caused a sensation, and it did. As we just said, it was very controversial from the time it came out. But this Register article, Father Gall, says a very second line of it is, as speculation mounts about a possible revision or reinterpretation of Blessed Paul VI's landmark encyclical Humani Vitae to coincide with its 50th anniversary, July 25th. What kind of changes, if any, the article asks, would be permissible? My question precedes that. Father Gall, who is speculating about a possible revision or reinterpretation of Humani Vitae?
Right. Well, there's debate also in Rome because Pope Francis established a historical commission in order to study the drafting of Humani Vitae. And it's already led to some really interesting conclusions, really interesting. And some people interpret, like, you know, trying to understand more what happened back 50 years ago when the document was drafted, as though what Pope Francis wants to do is somehow water down the meaning of the encyclical and its power from Paul VI, somehow to reconfigure it in his own terminology. But I think that's really mistaken. What Pope Francis wants is that the message of Paul VI really arrive to the people in the pews. And that really, unfortunately, mm-hmm. so many Catholics today, many people don't accept the teaching, and they think that it's fine to use contraception. And he wants to help to awaken their consciousness to the fullness of the truth, and really their consciences, so that their moral conscience be formed according to the truth that we find in Jesus. So when we look back at how the document was drafted, I mean, it's really fascinating. One of the things that came out was that there was a prior draft that even had a different title that Paul VI was ready to sign. In fact, it was going to come out, and it was being worked on. The translations were being worked on into was originally drafted in Latin, it seems, and the translation would be done, for instance, into French, into some other European languages. And then Paul VI was convinced to pull it back and to redraft it quite significantly, relying mm-hmm. quite a bit on the counsel from Cardinal Karol Wojtyła, of course, who became St. John Paul II, the Pope of the family. And it became a much richer document, much mm-hmm. deeper, more appreciative of the true experience in family life. So not simply saying, no, you can't use contraceptives, contraceptives are bad, but actually, of course, saying that, but also appreciating more deeply the experience of virtue that's involved in natural family planning. Whatever the technical method that the couple uses, that by doing so together, they can experience a virtue of holy purity and cooperate along with God's plan by exercising their personal freedom. And only they can decide in conscience what are grave reasons, you know, what are the serious reasons involved in order to put off a pregnancy for now by avoiding having marital intimate relations for a period when they expect that might lead to a child. That they can do so, and it's a way of exercising, respecting God's plan in nature and living in the hands of his providence, but intelligently so, and therefore exercising their freedom. Mm-hmm. And that was expressed, I think, much more richly by Paul VI on account of this, you know, going back to the drafting table within the process that we know a little bit more about now. And so Pope Francis, wanting to study that historically, isn't muddying the waters or confusing things, but rather shedding more light on the thought of Paul VI, who will be canonized this fall in October by Pope Francis.